drasha for Shabbos Shuva after Mincha, Shnas Tovshin Samach Tes, Seder Vayelech. Beinyin Piru Tachet Bevidui and Vidui Alchet. The subject is whether one has to specify the sins when he confesses them, and an explanation of the confession that we say Alchet. The Gemara in Yuma, Peivav Amid Beis, says, V'tzorech lifrot es hachet, divrei Rav Yehuda ben Bava. Yehuda ben Bava holds that you must specify the sin, and he learns it from the fact that when Moshe Rabbeinu confessed the sin of the golden calf, he specified the sin, and he said, Asu lohem Elohei Zahav, they made for themselves a golden power. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Shenamar Ashrei Nesui Pesher. Rabbi Akiva says, no, says that a person who kisui chata, who covers up his sin and doesn't say it out, covers it up, he's more fortunate. And therefore, a person should not or does not have to, we'll see, specify the sin. The Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Gimel paskins the tzorich lifro tachet, and he obviously paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and not like Rabbi Akiva. The Kesef Mishnah asks, Chora, we know the rule is halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro. We always paskin like Rabbi Akiva when he argues with one other person. So why did the Rambam not paskin like Rabbi Akiva? Why did he paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava? The Kesef Mishnah answers that the Rambam's prat is based on another argument there in that same Gemara in Yuma. There, Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav, says that there is a contradiction of psukim. One pasuk says, Ashrei nesui pesha kisui chata, that it's good to cover up your sins. And the other pasuk says, Masa pshav lo yatsliach, that a person who covers up his sins will not be successful. So Rav resolved this contradiction, and he said, one is talking by a chet mefursam, where the chet is well known, it's publicized already, then there's a mitzvah to publicize your sin. V'chet chet mefursam, in a sin that nobody knows about, except you and the Rabbanu Shel Olam, it's not an idea to publicize a sin like that. There it's better to keep it hidden. Rav Nachman answers in the name of Rav Zutra, in the name of Rav Nachman, says, Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, in the name of Rav Nachman, says a different way of reconciling these psukim. He says one is talking by sin between man and his fellow man. There is a mitzvah to publicize the sin. And the other, where it's a mitzvah to hide the sin, is sins between man and God. Now, since it's impossible that Rav could hold like Rabbi Akiva, since Rabbi Akiva holds by the sin of the golden calf, which was obviously a well-known, publicized sin, everybody knew about it, and still Rabbi Akiva holds that you don't publicize such a sin. Now, if you don't specify that sin even between you and God, surely you don't publicize it publicly. So it's impossible that Rav should hold like Rabbi Akiva. And even though it's possible that Rav Nachman holds like Rabbi Akiva, since Rav does not hold like Rabbi Akiva, therefore the Rambam paskened not like Rabbi Akiva. There's only one problem. The Rambam himself paskened like Rav Nachman, and not Rav. The Rambam in Perek Beis from Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Hey, says, Shevach Godol Lishov Shisbade Barabim V'yodia Pshov Lohem. The Rambam says it's a praiseworthy thing for a person who's doing tshuva to publicize his sin. He qualifies it, that's only in sins between man and man, but not sins between man and God. So if the Rambam passing like Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman, Rabbi Akiva could hold like him. Rabbi Akiva only has a proof that you can't publicize sins between man and God like the sin of the golden calf. But maybe he agrees that sins between man and man you can specify and publicize. And therefore it's possible that Rav Nachman even goes like Rabbi Akiva. So there's no proof anymore that the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva, especially according to the Rambam, who says that the halacha is not like Rav, who can't go like Rabbi Akiva, but like Rav Nachman, who could go like Rabbi Akiva. The Raizit, however, says that he brings down what Rav says, that also in a chait that is not publicized, that's where there's a difference between man and God and man and man. But in a sin that everybody knows about, even sins between man and God, one can publicize it. So the Raizit obviously held that the halacha is also like Rav, not only like Rav Nachman. And the Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam agrees to that. The Raivit is not arguing on the Rambam. He's pointing out that that's what the Rambam also holds, but the Rambam doesn't say it openly. But the Rambam hints to it in the fact that the Rambam speaks about being negale, not openly saying it, but revealing it, meaning that we're talking about something that's not known that a person is revealing. That's when, between man and God, you can't publicize it or specify it, according to Rabbi Akiva. But if it's a sin that is well known, even the sins between man and God can be publicized, and therefore, what's it called, since Rav can't hold like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva holds even a sin between man and God that is publicized, one is not allowed to specify it between himself and God, surely he can't publicize it, therefore, the Rambam Paskin is not like Rabbi Akiva. The Keset Mishnah also brings a proof to the Rambam that the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva, that you have to specify the sin, from the fact that there's an argument on that same Amud in Yuma between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Averas that a person confessed last Yom Kippur, and he did tshuva on them. Can he confess them again this Yom Kippur? So the Tanakhama says he should not, and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says that it's praiseworthy to keep confessing your sins over and over, even if you did tshuva on them. Now, this whole argument, says the Keset Mishnah, can only be if you hold that you have to specify the sin, because if you don't specify the sin, what are you specifying again, the same sin again? All you say is, in general, I sinned. So surely you're allowed to say you sinned. You didn't do tshuva on all your sins. And it's mashma that if you didn't do tshuva on that sin, then most certainly you can specify it again the second year, and in the first year you surely specify it. So that argument between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, and surely Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov will hold that you can even specify it the second year, is not like Rabbi Akiva. Now, two things are clear from this Keset Mishnah. One is that he holds that when it says that Rabbi Akiva holds that you don't specify the sin, it means that you're not allowed to specify the sin, not that you don't have to. Because if the Keset Mishnah would hold, as we'll see, the Lecha Mishnah says in the name of the Yerushalmi, that what Rabbi Akiva means is that you don't have to specify the sin, then both of his proofs are no proof. First of all, the argument between Rav and Rav Nachman, right, could be according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds you don't have to specify the sin. But if you want to specify the sin, you can. And then Rav and Rav Nachman argue, if you want to specify the sin, are you allowed to specify it publicly? And they each one gives their qualification. So there's no contradiction to what Rav and Rav Nachman are arguing about to Rabbi Akiva's position. If you hold that Rabbi Akiva holds that you're allowed to specify the sin, but you don't have to. Secondly, the raya from are you allowed to specify sins that you already did tshuva for or not, also is no proof, because you don't have to specify the sin. But if you want to, are you allowed to specify a sin that you already repented for? That's a legitimate argument, even according to Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, it must be that the Keset Mishnah holds that according to Rabbi Akiva, you are not allowed to specify the sin, and therefore Rav cannot go according to Rabbi Akiva, because if you're not allowed to specify the sin between you and God, you surely can't publicize the sin between you and other people, and publicize the sin. And also, if you're not allowed to specify the sin, there's no possible argument whether the sins that you did tshuva on, can you confess them again? You're not confessing them specifically anyway. The Lechem Mishnah, however, says that the proof from Averos that you didn't repeat, that you did tshuva and you didn't repeat, is no proof, because maybe that's talking about sins between man and man, where even Rabbi Akiva could hold that you're allowed to specify it. He only speaking about sins like the sin of the golden calf. But maybe he holds that sins between man and man, you're allowed to specify, and therefore you're allowed to, what's it called, to publicize them also. And he says, Yerushalmi says, that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold that you can't specify the sin. Rabbi Akiva just holds you don't have to specify it, but you're allowed to. He says, that's the reason the Rambam Paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bar, because since Rabbi Akiva says you could specify the sin, it's just not ideal. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says you must specify the sin, so then to cover all bases, we pass from like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava that you should specify the sin. And in Halacha Hey, the Lechem Mishnah says that the Rambam argues on the Ravid. And the Rambam holds the Halacha is like Rav Nachman and not like Rav. And he only says that it's okay to publicize a sin between man and man, and not to publicize a sin between man and God, even if it is a well-known, publicized sin. And therefore, it's clear that Rav cannot hold like Rabbi Akiva if he wouldn't hold that even Rabbi Akiva holds you allowed to publicize a sin. But in any case, Lechem Mishnah learns that the Rambam holds like Rav Nachman, not like Rav. However, he holds, like the Yerushalmi, that Rabbi Akiva holds that you're allowed to publicize the sin, even though you don't have to publicize the sin. The Tur in Simen Tufrei Zion Paskins like Rabbi Akiva. And he says that you don't have to publicize, you don't have to specify the sin, right? But if you want to, you can specify it. Now, the Tur perhaps learned that there's no raya from Averis that you did not, you did tshuva on and didn't repeat, because like he says, he holds that you're allowed, even according to Rabbi Akiva, to publicize the sin, and you don't just, to specify the sin, and therefore it's talking where you wanted to specify it. So there's no proof against Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva just said you don't have to specify the sin. That's how the Tur learned. And therefore, what's it called, the Tur also didn't bring down the machlokas between Rav and Rav Nachman that they're allowed or not allowed to publicize a sin. Since you're allowed to specify it, so then the question is, maybe you're not allowed to specify it in a way that publicizes it. So the Tur should have brought down the difference between sins between man and God and man and man, or the difference between sins that are already publicized or not. He doesn't bring down either of those things. So it could be that the Tur learned like the Ran. What's the difference between sins between man and man and man and God? The Ran says the difference is not in vidui, but it's in publicizing the sin to others between man and man in order to get the person who you sinned against to be willing to forgive you. And that is a different halacha. That's the halacha that the Tur does bring down, that if the person refuses to forgive you, then you bring other people, and obviously you tell them about the sin, and they try to convince the person to forgive you. So therefore, this idea between man and man and man and God, according to the Ran, is not germane to the halachas of vidui, but rather to the halachas of mechila that you ask to another person, and that the Tur mentions somewhere else. And it could be that the Tur held like the Rambam in that respect, that the halacha is like with Nachman, that the difference only is between sins that are publicized or not, and he holds the halacha is not like Rav in that respect, that there's no difference between sins that are publicized or not, and therefore he didn't bring that down either. So that's why the Tur said it openly, that you are allowed to specify the sin, but only if you do it between you and God, and not to, publicize it publicly, even sins between man and man if you've already gotten mechila from the other person. And if you didn't, then that's a different halacha that you can tell people to try to get the person to be mochel you. Seems like the Gra learned that way in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says that you don't have to specify the sin, but if you want to, you can. And the Gra learns that when the Shulchan Aruch then says that in any case, between you and God, privately, you can specify the sin, he's explaining what he meant before. But he does not hold that you're allowed to specify the sin publicly, even in a sin that's well known to everyone. And that would follow what we explained in the tour. The Mogen Avraham, however, learns that the Mechaber holds that it is mutter to specify the sin between you and God if it's a sin that people don't know about. If people sin that people do know about, even sins between man and God can be publicized publicly. And the Ramah holds that even in a sin that's publicized, you can't specify it publicly, like the way that we said the Torah holds. And the Mogen Avraham would hold that according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't have to specify, but you're allowed to. And whether you're allowed to do it publicly or not is a machlokas, Rav Nachman and Rav. And he paskins like Rav, or he paskins both like Rav and Rav Nachman, and holds that Rav Nachman is not talking about vidui, but he's talking about the ability to convince the person to be mochel you. Now, what is the svara, whether a person specifies the sin or not? So Yushalmi in the Dorim says, in Perek HaShutfin, Halacha Dalit, says that the logic of specifying the sin is because of busha. Right? The embarrassment is a key in doing tshuva. It leads you to regret doing the sin. And the more embarrassed you are, the better it is. And therefore, publicizing the sin would even be greater because of the embarrassment. So then what is the svara of the other side? Not to specify the sin. So publicly, we could say the svara is, as others say, that one idea is that it degrades the honor of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that people should publicize that they did sins, because that weakens other people. If people don't know that other people did sins, then they're stronger in not doing sins. But if they know everybody sins, and this one did this sin, this one did that sin, it weakens their resolve, and it's a miut of Klo Chamayim. You see, the people are rebelling against the king. That's one reason. Another idea is why it's beneficial to specify the sin even publicly is that other people should learn from you. Or, I don't know, it's making a kiddush in Chamayim that people are doing tshuva. That people know that people are doing tshuva. But it still doesn't answer why there would be an opinion that it's wrong to specify the sin even between you and God privately. What could be wrong of saying the sin? Just thinking, there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Shari Tshuva in what the essence of tshuva is. Tshuva consists of three parts. It consists of charata, that you regret doing the sin, Kabbalah lo'asid, that you resolve not to do it again, and vidui, you verbally confess both of these ideas. Now, the Shari Tshuva says clearly that the essence of tshuva is the charata, that you regret doing the sin in the past. However, if you don't resolve not to do it again, you obviously don't regret it that much. So the resolve of not doing it again is a function of bringing the regret to closure. However, the Rambam says not like that. The Rambam says that in Perek Beis from Hilchas Tshuva, what is Tshuva Gemura, he says? What is the ultimate Tshuva where you are faced with the same situation again that you sinned in and you don't repeat the sin? So the Rambam says that Tshuva is measured not by the regret, but by your not doing the sin again, meaning you resolve not to do it again. And he also says that, and the Gemara just says, a zehu baal tshuva. What is a baal tshuva? A person who's a baal tshuva means one who has done tshuva and is holding on to the tshuva. That, the Gemara gives the example of somebody who came to the same situation and didn't sin again. But it's not defining tshuva, it's defining a baal tshuva. The Rambam, however, has a different version, obviously, because when he brings it down, he says a zehu tshuva. It's defining tshuva, not a baal tshuva. So the Rambam says not only is the essence of tshuva resolving not to do that sin again, but it means taking the sin out of your mind as if it didn't exist. Take it out of your mind completely. So now, even though specifying the sin between you and God makes you more embarrassed, but embarrassment is a function of regret, which is not the main idea of tshuva. That's only a side issue in tshuva. But the main thing is that you get the Avera out of your mind completely and manage make it that you never do it again and you won't even think about it. So if that's the case, then specifying the sin is the opposite of taking it out of your mind. Lemaisa, you're specifying it. You're thinking about it. It's the it's in contradiction to the goal of getting the sin out of your mind completely. So, therefore, there is a svara to say that one should not or is not allowed to specify the sin because it goes against the purpose of the tshuva, the essence of tshuva, of forgetting about the sin and making sure you don't do it again. However, what's the svara the other way? Svara the other way is no. The Rambam makes this halacha of Piru Tachet, he makes it as a continuation of another halacha. It's all in the same halacha. And that is a person who confesses his sins, but does not resolve to stop doing them. He's going to continue doing them. It's like a person who goes to the mikvah holding a sheretz. Until he throws away the sheretz, he's not going to be able to get the purification of the mikvah. And then the Rambam says, V'tzorech lifro tachet, and you have to specify the sin. What does this have to do with the first part? Why is it in the same halacha? According to what we're saying, it makes a lot of sense. And that is, even though there is a svara to say that by specifying the sin, you are contradicting the goal of tshuva of forgetting the sin and getting out of your mind, but just like if you're holding that sheretz and you're going into the mikvah, there's an idea of throwing the sheretz away actively. Not just passively forgetting about the sin, but actively throwing that sheretz away. Therefore, when you confess the sin, even though specifying it brings it to mind more clearly, but it also affects the idea of throwing it away. You're throwing it out. You're vomiting out that sin by specifying it. It's like throwing away the sheretz. So even though it would seem to be more proper not to specify the sin, since throwing away the sheretz actively is an act that helps you to get the sin out of your mind, right? Even though you have to mention it by the confession, therefore you specify the sin. So that would explain the argument between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, whether privately, sins between man and God, whether you're supposed to specify the sin or not. Rabbi Akiva, according to the Rambam, would hold that since the goal of tshuva is to remove the sin from your mind, better not to specify it, or you're not allowed to specify it. And according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, no, since specifying it during the confession will be like throwing the sin out, like throwing the sheretz out of your hand, right, that is an active way of getting it out of your mind. Now, that's by sins. Now, how about publicizing it publicly? So here again, we could say the same logic. By sins that are between man and God, there is no purpose to publicize it publicly, because there, by publicizing it publicly, you are for sure contradicting the idea that the sin should be forgotten, because you're making other people remember it who may remind you of it. So you are doing in contradiction to what the goal is by publicizing it. On the other hand, in sins between man and man, there the sin is known by somebody else who could remind you anyway, the other person you sinned against. And therefore, what's it called, sins, publicizing the sin, will make you more embarrassed, and that will strengthen the charata, which will strengthen your resolve not to do it again, since anyway mentioning it is not going to make it that nobody can remind you because somebody knows about it anyway. So therefore, better to publicize it and have more embarrassment, even though that only strengthens the indirect part of tshuva, the busha, the charata, and not the essence of tshuva, the kabbalah lasid. In any case, the kabbalah
in sins between man and man, there, the sin is known by somebody else who could remind you anyway, the other person you sinned against. And therefore, what's it called, sins, publicizing the sin, will make you more embarrassed, and that will strengthen the charata, which will strengthen your resolve not to do it again, since anyway mentioning it is not going to make it that nobody could remind you because somebody knows about it anyway. So therefore, better to publicize it and have more embarrassment, even though that only strengthens the indirect part of tshuva, the busha, the charata, and not the essence of tshuva, the kabbalah la'asid. In any case, the kabbalah la'asid is going to be impaired by the fact that somebody else knows you did this sin, the person you sinned against. But according to the Shari Tshuva, the main thing is the embarrassment, right, and therefore, by a chet, that everybody knows, right, where you're not minimizing God's honor, right, better to have more busha and embarrass yourself, because that's the ikkar of the tshuva, and therefore that's the svara of why the difference between a chet mafursam, even ben adam l'makom, and a chet she'ena mafursam, based on that idea that charata is the main idea of tshuva. Comes out that the machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav is in this machlokas of the Rambam and the Shari Tshuva, and Taka the Rambam, at least according to the Lecha Mishnah, paskins like Rav Nachman, that the only difference is between Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, Ben Adam L'Mako, because the main thing of tshuva is getting the sin out of your mind, and not the charata busha. And what's it called, the Shari Tshuva would hold that, like the Ravid, or like the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam, that the main thing is the charata, and therefore either a sin that's already well known, even if it's only between man and God, or a sin between man and man, equally one should publicize it.
With this, we can also understand another shaila. Is the institutionalized version of al-chet, where we specify sins, but we all specify the same sins, is that called pirut ha-chet or not, since we're all saying the exact same thing? You look in the Torah, and he brings down an argument with this. The Tosfos Yeshanim says it is considered pirut ha-chet, and others say that it's not considered pirut ha-chet. So, basically, the Rambam also seems to say that it is considered pirut ha-chet. Now, if the main idea of specifying the sin is busha, is the idea of embarrassment, lechora over here, there's no embarrassment, because everybody's saying the same thing. But if the main idea is that since in your mind you know what you're referring to, and you're specifying it verbally and throwing away the sherets, then this also achieves the purpose of pirut ha-chet. So it would be considered pirut ha-chet. We also can understand the argument whether if a person sinned and did tshuva, whether he should confess that sin again the next year, lechara can be understood very well based on this idea, that one of the reasons that are given why a person should not reconfess those sins. One idea is that he doesn't believe, shows that he doesn't believe that tshuva helps, that he was forgiven. Or he's saying something that's a lie. He's confessing a sin which he doesn't have anymore. Or it's talking where he only is saying bidui for those sins that he didn't repeat. And it seems to imply that he doesn't have any other sins, which is ridiculous. But the way that we explained it could be the following, that since you already confessed this sin, and you did tshuva, the goal is that you should remove this sin from your mind completely. And therefore, mentioning it again another year in vidui is counterproductive. It contradicts the whole essence of tshuva. But, what's it called? The other opinion says no. That since the idea is that when you confess it, you're throwing it away actively, even though you bring it to mind again, but since you're actively throwing it away in the vidui, that is not a contradiction to getting the sin out of your mind. And therefore, that which Reb Elezer ben Yaakov says, that you are allowed to, and it's proper, to confess these sins again, could only go not according to Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva says that even the first time around, bringing the sin to mind by specifying it is counterproductive to the essence of tshuva. And it's only Rav Yehuda ben Bava that says that since you are actively throwing the sheretz out, it's not contradictory. And therefore, the opinion that says that you're allowed to repeat the vidui the next year could only go according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and not according to Rabbi Akiva, and that's why the Rambam, another reason why the Rambam Paskin, like, not like Rabbi Akiva, and like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. With this also we can explain the difference between Bein Odom L'Chaveiro and Bein Odom L'Makom. The Ri Milunil says that really everything depends on whether the sin is well known or not. And usually sins between man and man are well known because other people know about them, so at least one other person knows about them. And the Rambam doesn't seem to hold like that, because the Rambam just says the difference between man and man and man and God doesn't make any difference between whether it's well known or not, right? And he surely does not hold like the Ran, because he's talking about vidui, not about the preparation of getting people to convince the person to forgive you, like the Ran says. So in the Rambam we have to say also that since someone else, the person you sinned against, at least knows this sin, so you're not going to accomplish anything by not specifying it in the fact that you're going to, what's it called, and publicize it, because you are now making it known to others who could remind you. There is somebody else who could remind you. And therefore the Rambam holds that between man and man, even sins that are not public, but at least somebody else knows about it, it's better to publicize it and have the busha, because in any case you're not going to have this idea of getting it out of your mind completely by not publicizing it because somebody else knows about it, which is not the case by sins between man and God. Another idea here that needs to be addressed is a person allowed to confess sins that he knows he didn't do? This question was posed to the Rambam. Somebody said he doesn't want to be a liar, and all of these sins that we mention in the Al-Chait, he knows a lot of them he didn't do, he doesn't want to lie, and therefore he's not mentioning them. The Rambam told him that when we mention these sins, they don't only apply to the sin itself, but they apply to all the branches and sub-branches of the sin. For instance, the sin of stealing is not just robbing a bank or stealing somebody's money. It's stealing their sleep or stealing their ideas and whatever. Gili Arayis is not only sinning by being immoral and committing adultery. It's any indecent thought, and nobody is free from the branches and sub-branches of all these sins, and that is that sin, and therefore you can confess it. The Arizal says another idea. We say the vidui in the plural, because we're all responsible for everyone else. And if anyone committed these sins in Klal Yisrael, then we have to confess them also. And why do we make this vidui according to the Aleph Beis? Because when we sinned, we blemished the letters of the Aleph Beis of the Torah. And therefore, we include in our confession all the letters of the Aleph Beis. Also, the Reishis Chochma says that the world was created with these 22 letters, and we blemished the world with our sins. And the Nefesh HaChaim says, and therefore, you have to correct the foundation of the world that we blemished, and our own soul that we blemish, and the Torah that we blemish. The foundation is the letters, so we correct and fix up the foundation, which is the letters, by including them in our confession.